Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And Daryl is our Browns beat reporter, among many other fine things that he does here at the station, and he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, good afternoon.
Daryl Ryder.
Hello, boys.
On the line.
All right, so Kevin Stefanski said less than usual today.
I was trying to be nicer for a second.
Oh, go ahead.
Nice job yesterday on the afternoon show. Thank you. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Daryl, he said less than usual today.
Wait a minute. he acts usual.
less than usual is saying something. Let's start with him. His team goes up against the Jets team that is bad, doesn't have a quarterback, and just traded away its two best defensive players. If there's a must-win situation, by golly, this might be it in a 2-6 season.
Yeah, I mean, the Jets fire sale certainly should make things a little easier on the Browns, you would think, right? Should make things a little easier on Dylan Gabriel and this offense with Tommy Reese taking over too. So, but that's why they play the games. But yeah, on paper, when you look at this thing, the Browns should go to New York and come home with their third win of the season coming out of this bye week.
Should certainly think so. Trade deadline came and went. Joe Tryon Shoyanka gets sent to Chicago to move up maybe 40 spots in the draft. Uneventful. Browns didn't do much at the deadline, made a couple of other trades. Is this a missed opportunity, Daryl? Did they try some things? Is this what they should have done? What were your reactions after the trade deadline?
I'm not surprised. I mean, look, the trade deadline is often quiet. It's not like Major League Baseball or the NBA. So, no, not surprised. Also, too, having an understanding of how Andrew Berry conducts his business, definitely not a surprise, despite all the speculation that was out there, because that's just not how Andrew does business. He does not put speculation out there in the media sphere. So, not all that surprised, but, I don't know if it's an opportunity to miss. I mean, this is, offensively, it's just it's a train wreck, and they're going to have to blow it all up and rebuild it next in the off season. Now it's just, I guess, trying to extract what little you can out of what you have and trying to win as many games as you can in the process.
Is a loss a win on Sunday, especially knowing if the Jets really want somebody and the Browns are ahead of the Jets in the pecking order for the draft, they could probably get that first-round pick they just got yesterday. If the Browns lose, I mean, I hate to look at it that way, and I do not want the players to look at it that way, but is a loss a win on Sunday?
No.
Why not?
Because I've never been played for draft picks guy.
Okay.
I was never that way with the Cavaliers and ping pong balls, and I'm not that way with this franchise. This is a losing franchise as it is. And you're trying to instill some sort of a winning culture here. That a loss this Sunday would be terrible. So no, we're not going to play that game that they should go out and lose just for draft position. If your front office is worth its salt, they find a way to make it work, and they find a way to get the right players. You can get a franchise quarterback without the number one pick in the draft. So a lot of other teams have done it. It'd be nice if the Browns would, join the club.
Do you think that Schefter and others were kind of looking for clicks last week when they said the Browns would be buyers? Is that what that was all about? Because we all sit here and, I listen to people in this building like, oh, Adam Schefter said it must be gold, must be right. And last week he said buyers, right? I'm not wrong. He called them buyers, well, and what'd they buy yesterday?
They bought a sixth-round pick yesterday.
Oh, come on. That's not buying.
They bought moving up about 30 spots.
Yeah.
45. That's buying.
That is a buy.
What, with the 35-cent store? Come on. That's not buying.
You know, maybe Adam was referring to the time on the schedule. Buy. They're buyers. They're not playing. It's bye week. I don't know. Bad joke, but I don't know.
I'm just saying, we sit here. Yeah. But, Daryl, like, I listen to you all the time. We talked 100 times about trade deadline, and not once did I ever hear you go, I really think they're going to be buyers. I think they're buyers in this. Like, I the people I listen to every day, you in particular, and like, but all of a sudden, Adam Schefter, oh, they're buyers. Now everybody's looking at every wide receiver that's out there going, oh, the Browns are going to go out and get that guy. Oh, Garrett Wilson, are they going to get him? It's ridiculous. Like, we bought into this media frenzy last week because one major player talked big about it. There were some local players that also said they might be buyers too, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, it takes two to tango. Look, Andrew Berry may have wanted to go into that trade deadline looking to add. I mean, there were certainly areas that he needs to add, right? Mm-hmm. Offensive line, the wide receiver room. So he might have gone into that trade deadline looking to buy, and there just wasn't, you know, something there that he wanted to jump on. So there's that part of it too that you have to look at.
Daryl Ryder's joining us. Let me throw some names at you here, following up something we did earlier in the show. Cedric Tillman, Jamari Thrash, Isaiah Bond, Malachi Corley. Does one of those guys jump out to you and intrigue you more than any of the others? Daryl, I like all four of those young guys. The problem is, I would love them to be the young guy stepping up who adds to a group that's already pretty decent. And instead, you've got nothing but question marks after Jerry Jeudy.
Well, and actually, I think you might have a little question mark with Jerry Jeudy, too,
well,
right?
Maybe, yes, for the role they have him in, yes.
Yeah, you know, they're not going to him, which also is a problem. But
any of those guys intrigue you more than the others?
I mean, Cedric, because he's above 6 feet tall.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. Maybe Dylan Gabriel will actually be able to see him on the field. I don't know. Like, I'd probably say Cedric, and also too, because the organization is so high on him, they thought this, you know, it could be an opportunity for him this year to really take a leap. And there's certainly plenty of time left in the season. They've got 9 games on the schedule that if he's able to stay healthy, he should get that opportunity to make some plays. So, and when you look at that receiver room, right? I mean, I don't think Judy's going anywhere. If Tillman can play well down the stretch, then that, I think, leaves you feeling pretty good going into next year. Okay, you've got Jeudy, you've got Tillman. Now, what do you do for wide receiver 1 and then maybe wide receiver 4, 5, and 6, right? Of those players you named, Jeff, Tillman is the one that I have the most hope for right now. The other guys, to me, young, raw, lots of room for improvement.
I agree.
Daryl, I just want to make sure I got this right. What do you expect out of the offense? I just want to make sure one more time here on this. Out of the offense to be different with Tommy Rees?
Nothing.
Okay.
Are they changing the offensive tackles? Are they changing out the wide receiving core? Are they putting in a quarterback above 6 feet tall? Like, I don't expect much to change. Now, Sunday, I will say this though. Sunday, I expect it to be a good day for them because, well, the Jets traded their top corner and their franchise pass rusher. So, those chess pieces are not on the board on Sunday. And the Browns should absolutely be able to take advantage of that. The challenge will be, will they? And the sad thing is, I can't sit here and say that they will.
Daryl Ryder's joining us. If you, we know you're not a Dylan Gabriel fan.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you think he's going to get his fifth year. Is that true? I thought you were going to campaign for it. Come on, Daryl, lighten up a little. Are you still there? Do we lose him?
No, I'm giving you the silent treatment for that, Baskin. Oh,
that's great radio. Thanks, man. Thanks, man.
It is good radio. Daryl, he's had four starts. What does he need to do? Can he do anything to go out and make sure that Shedeur Sanders or Bailey Zappe doesn't get on the field this year?
Complete passes more than 5 yards. Like, throw the ball down the field. Put points on the scoreboard.
Okay. Is it his fault wide receivers can't get yak?
Wide receivers aren't getting the ball, though.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Is it his fault if a wide receiver can't catch the ball? Is it his fault if the play call is less than 5 yards?
Well, yeah, but see, you're assuming that the play call is less than 5 yards.
I'm not assuming anything. I'm asking, is it his fault on those plays?
I really don't think Kevin Stefanski's calling a dink and dunk offense.
What would change Daryl Ryder's mind on Dylan Gabriel? What would change your mind?
Complete passes to wide receivers longer than 5 yards down the field without relying on yards after catch.
That's it.
Throw a football more than 10 yards in the air that lands in the hands of your receiver without your receiver getting killed.
And your receiver catches the ball. Is that an important part of that equation?
That also helps.
All right.
But, yeah, I mean, that's the assignment this week. Can he do the assignment? Well, I don't know. Is Tommy Rees calling plays going to help Dylan Gabriel all of a sudden know how to throw a football at this level? Know how to read a defense or see over the line of scrimmage? See where his receivers are at or where they're supposed to be? Like, I don't know. Last time I checked, Tommy Rees is going to be wearing a headset, not pads and a helmet. So,
has anybody said, is he upstairs or is he downstairs? Do we know yet?
Yeah, we don't know. Okay. I think there's a chance he's going to be upstairs. I think I got to go back and listen to Kevin today. He might have.
Yeah, I don't recall hearing it. But
yeah.
Maybe he slipped that in there.
Unintentionally kind of like slipped in there, you know. But I don't know if it matters all that much. I mean, there's advantages to both. You get the bird's eye view upstairs, whereas if you're downstairs, you can get in, you know, you can look people in the eyes in the middle of the game too, right? Yeah. So, I mean, it's been done both ways. I don't know that necessarily there's one right way to do it. So whatever they decide to do, hopefully it works. Here's the other thing too. I think there's a developmental aspect of this. Play calling change too. I don't necessarily think this is completely just, all about Kevin giving it up to make the offense better. I think part of it too is, hey, you know, Tommy Rees is an upcoming coach, right? He's well regarded, not only in the NFL, but at the collegiate level too. And, you know, hey, they're 2-6. You're not going anywhere. Why not let him call some plays? And as Kevin talked about today, you know, he's going to give him some latitude with the game plan as well. You know, on game day, Kevin will get to veto decision-making processes, right? But, you know, Kevin talked about, hey, you know, I'm still helping him throughout the week. I'm still going to be, you know, involved while I'm allowing him to take the reins and run with this thing. But I do think that there's, you know, we talk about player development, right, all the time. Maybe there's a little coaching development going on here as part of this decision too. And I think that that's an area that people are really missing with this whole thing is that, you know, this might be a little bit of, hey, let's give Tommy Rees an opportunity here to get comfortable doing this thing. And so that whether it's here or elsewhere, well, he's got a little extra on the resume.
Daryl, thank you, bud.
Thanks, Daryl. Hey, have a big smile today. Feel good. Go get yourself padded. Go buy yourself some. Go get yourself a drink or something.
Bye,
get
Darryl.
A hug. Go ask Chanel for a hug.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.